Support for Weather with Cliff Mass comes from family-owned Bedrooms & More, specializing in natural organic two-sided mattresses. Bedrooms & More also has partnerships to keep old mattresses out of landfills, where components are broken down and repurposed. More about natural organic mattresses at bedroomsandmore.com.
And the rain is back. It almost felt like someone flipped a switch on Wednesday, and now stormy season is here. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain why we often see the precipitation turn on during the third week of October. First, let's get your forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, this is the dark before the dawn. We've had a dark week, a very rainy few days. In fact, the solar radiation coming into my department has been extremely low, so it has been dark. We're going to have to get through this weekend and Monday, and then things will change next week. Today, we have some showers coming in. In Seattle and the central Puget Sound, a little bit of rain shadowing, so it'll be not too bad. But showery today, you know, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Now, Saturday morning, another weak system is going to come through, a little bit more rain. Highs in the mid-50s, showery, lots of showers in the mountains. And in fact, in the mountains, if you get above 4,500 feet, there's going to be some substantial snow from inches to a few feet when you get above 5,000 feet. Sunday, a warm front comes through during the morning. That'll bring rain, but it'll also bring warmer temperatures. You will notice the change. Again, temperatures only getting up into the mid-50s, not particularly warm. Monday, another system comes in. More rain. So, you know, in some places, we have had 6 inches of rain. On the southwest side of the Olympics, near Lake Quinault, they've had over 6 inches of rain. It's just amazing. But then here in Puget Sound, maybe in half, go to swim, only about a quarter of an inch. So the rain shadowing has been pretty profound.
Yeah, and all that rain, all of a sudden, I mean, we had this beautiful, crisp fall weather for the first couple weeks of the month, and then third week of October, like on schedule, you say, on comes the rain. What is this about?
Well, this is a classic. Very frequently, the first few weeks, first 2 weeks generally of October, are sunny, maybe a few showers, but pretty decent. Then the third week of October, it's like the switch has been pulled and the storms start coming in. And that's what happened in this case. Now, the reason for all this has to do with the position of the jet stream. The jet stream is a current of strong winds that separate the warm air to the south and the cold air to the north, and storms tend to follow the jet stream. Well, early in the fall, the jet stream tends to be up in Alaska and up in northern British Columbia. But then there's always a time when the jet stream slips south and gets over us, and all of a sudden we get into the fire hose. And that's exactly what happened this week. We've had one system after the other, and some of them have been pretty strong in terms of precipitation. And that's what caused all of this rapid shift into this wetter pattern.
Yeah, rainy and also quite windy at times. And a bright note to all of this is that these storms are stirring up the ocean. And now it really looks like Blob Jr., if you want to call it that, that marine heat wave off our coast, is now dissipating.
That's right, Bellamy. We've talked about the blob before. It's this area of warm water in the Northeast Pacific, which tends to keep our temperatures up, our minimum temperatures up, particularly during the morning. Well, the blob was there because high pressure, less storminess, was over the Northeast Pacific. When you have high pressure and less winds, you don't have as much stirring of the cold water up to the surface, and so you tend to get this warm water near the upper parts of the ocean. Well, what happened this week is all of a sudden the storms come running in. It starts mixing the ocean up, mixing that cold water up, and the blob, the unusually warm water, started weakening rapidly. And in fact, the water temperatures on our coast out to a few hundred miles are now pretty close to normal. And I'm afraid, you know, it doesn't look good for the blob in the long term as the storminess really mixes things up.
And it also helps our temperatures on land drop when that goes down in the ocean, right?
That's right. So this summer was weird. We had minimum temperatures about 5 degrees above normal every single day. Well, that's all going to change now. As the warm water switches to normal temperature water, we should see our minima drop to normal levels.
And the warmth in the water is a concern for fisheries. NOAA Fisheries, the federal agency, was really alerting people to this, but hopefully this won't spell as much disaster as it did last time.
That's right. I don't think there's any reason to think about any disaster now, because we should go to normal water temperatures during the next month. So I think the ecological implications of the blob, which are serious, are not going to be expressed because the blob will weaken now.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.